I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
Welcome to Simmer Down.
Hey, Brenda.
We want to talk about wine this week. And as most of you know, that's probably my favorite subject. So here we go. It's summertime, and I only drink white wine. I know we've talked about it before, in the summertime. I don't care what it is, and I know this may be incorrect, but I like my wine on ice in the summertime. Not a lot. Sometimes I'll do a wine spritzer with soda water and a lime in the summer to cut the amount of alcohol and just make it really refreshing. But I love a New Zealand wine in the summer. It could be a Chenin Blanc or a Sauvignon Blanc. It's not sweet, so it's dry, a little bit like a Chardonnay. It's sort of ultra dry, but it has almost a grapefruit flavor or a citrus flavor, depending on the one you like. I love Winter Haven. Can't remember the other one. Oh, shoot.
Is Winter Haven New Zealand?
Winter Haven's New Zealand. And then there's another New Zealand one that I like. They both are Sauvignon Blanc. Anyway, they're just really refreshing. I still like Chardonnay, but when it's hot, that's what I prefer.
It's very French of you to have your
ooh la la
over ice. When I was in Gascony just a few months ago, that was all, well, it's more than a few months ago, it was October.
Yes.
It was hot as Hades, like hotter than usual. So we had wonderful lunches with, you know, rosé over ice, which I thought was delicious.
And you drank that.
I drank that. I know it's a big thing. I'm not much of a wine drinker.
Wow.
I know. I'm not much of a drinker, but you would think I am,
no.
But I'm not.
Libby likes to drink one and hold the second.
Yes. Yes. And I like to order it and pay for it. But
and look at it.
My husband, it perplexes him. He said we could buy another house with the amount of drinks that I've ordered and stared at. Brenda, you know what I'm obsessed with now with wine? And you know I don't drink wine.
I was going to say, you're obsessed with wine? What?
And I did a recipe for our wine week on Salted and Styled, and that's I'm obsessed with kind of adult wine pops, like fruit
okay,
pops,
I'm loving
that
the
are
way
wine
this
pops.
Seems. How did I miss that photo shoot?
Little Anna, who helps us out as a production assistant, my little intern, I had to cut her off. Like, she had too many wine
she
pops.
She did not.
I was like, you cannot get by the car.
She did not.
Yeah. Could not wait to have.
Did she like them?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my.
I did a, how do you pronounce it? Lillet. Which is a white wine, but it's been mixed with a lot of different herbs and fruits, and you always drink it cold. You drink it over ice. We actually served it over those edible flowers on our edible flower week.
Yeah.
Then I made the edible flower ice cubes. We served a little lillet. Over
I've never tried that. I want to try it.
Oh, it's fantastic. You guys should go out and get a bottle. It's a very famous drink called a Vesper.
Yes, I've
that.
Heard of it.
Yes.
Have I had that with you?
It's like equal parts gin and equal... It's brutal.
Wow.
But anyway, we did a pop that you'll have to do that involves the lila. And I also had mangoes in it and a little banana for binder. It was kind of like the kitchen sink,
yeah.
And which you can with anything. So if you have leftover wine, think about, you know, people always say, put them in an ice cube tray and make ice cubes.
So then it doesn't get watered down.
Yeah,
with the
and
ice.
You, that you can add to your stock or whatever you want to do with your stews in your stock. But you can
yeah,
do the same.
So not so much leftover wine in my house.
I know. You don't have any. I love wine for summertime. I think it's just great. Even if you're not a wine drinker, to pour some over ice and hit it with some seltzer and some wonderful fresh fruit or citrus. And
I love it. Is it 5 o'clock yet?
Let's have some. So on our website for Wine Week, they're going to get the adult pop recipe with the lillet. And then also you did...
Oh, yes. Roasted chicken with Chardonnay gravy.
Oh, my God. It was so good. We ate it for lunch after the shoot. It was... amazing.
I am so glad y'all liked it. It's pretty darn good. I read somewhere in a magazine that if you stuff your whole chicken with lemons and onions, it makes it better. And of course, I put garlic on everything, so it has a lot of garlic on the chicken, salt and pepper. And then my friend Jean always would put a little wine and water in the bottom of her Le Creuset when she would roast a chicken. Well, I sort of did a combination of that, except I don't use any water.
You'd use a whole bottle of wine.
Why, yes, I do. A whole bottle of Chardonnay, and when that is mixed with the drippings of the chicken and the lemon and onion flavor, it's outstanding.
So we made a gravy after it. Like you just gave me the recipe. You weren't able to be here for the photo shoot. So it's nice that I get to make it just how you say. And
yeah, you just, you know, you drain the lemons and the onions off of the liquid and then add some cornstarch, you know, put it over high heat. It gets thick and it's delicious.
It was, honestly, Josh was here, Anna, myself, Chia. We all had that chicken with that Chardonnay gravy for lunch, and we'll have the recipe up on the website, so I hope everybody makes it.
Give it a try. It's good.
It's delicious.
Well, enjoy Wine Week. I know we will.
Happy summer.
Simmer down.